do what we want to do, which would be a full screen keyboard, the actual same experience inside every app.
Meet Ashley and Costa, developers of FlickType.
We really want to work with the community together to finalize what the end product will be.
From the developers of Flexi, we now have FlickType, the fastest keyboard anywhere on your iPhone.
We are super excited to get sort of this back into the hands of everyone and just build it together into what we all think and feel is going to be the ideal typing experience on the iPhone.
Had a great opportunity to sit down with Ashley and Costa, the developers of FlickType, and with their new commitment to the blindness community, it's really exciting to see this app come out into the beta format, and pretty soon it'll be available in the App Store. You can check out FlickType on Twitter at FlickType. That's FlickType, and their new website, FlickType.com. And if you want to become a beta tester, there's two emails available right now. You've probably seen the one, flicktype@gmail.com, and their new one is beta@flicktype.com. And for more podcasts with a blindness perspective, check us out on the web at www.blindabilities.com, on Twitter at blindabilities, and download the free Blind Abilities app from the App Store. That's two words, Blind Abilities. And now, here's Ashley and Costa. Welcome to Blind Abilities. I'm Jeff Thompson, and today we have a husband and wife team. They're developers of a new app called FlickType. Costa and Ashley, how are you two doing?
Doing great. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you. It's nice to meet you.
Well, thank you for coming on the Blind Abilities and sharing the excitement of your new app that is in beta testing right now, but you've already kind of hinted it's almost an alpha.
Yes, that's right. So it's still very early stages. However, we're moving quite fast. So we have a beta that we invite everyone to come and join and try it out. So please join the beta. And we do hope to launch on the App Store for everybody to try it out over the next maybe couple of weeks.
Great. And how can someone get onto that beta team?
So all they need to do is send us an email, and they don't need to include anything in the body of the email. We'll literally just send it over, but it's flicktype@gmail.com. FlickType@gmail.com.
So what made you decide to come out with FlickType right now?
So that's a great question. And there's a little bit of background here. So before the beginnings of my earlier app and company, Flexi, which some of you may have used before, I was personally frustrated with just how much effort and concentration was needed to type a short message on a touchscreen. Back then, the touchscreen phones were kind of a new thing, so it just seemed too difficult. And having an engineering background, I was kind of thinking there must be a better way. So even though a wide range of alternative keyboards already existed, actually, like Swipe and SwiftKey, you may have heard of those, I just always felt that something big was keeping us away from what I thought would be the ideal typing experience. So after the eventual sale of the product Flexi to Pinterest, that was almost a couple of years ago, I spent some time working there, and it was only a few months ago that I decided to leave and once again pursue my own dreams. And doing a little bit of research, I was recently surprised to notice that still, to this day, the offerings available for text input, and that is particularly for people with low vision and blindness, come very short of this ideal experience that I'm imagining. So they're still either very slow, they require you to learn an entirely new way to type, or to carry some special piece of hardware like a keyboard, a hardware keyboard with you at all times. And you know, you never know when you're gonna need to write something down. I just think that there is a lot of room for improvement still. And having said what I talked about with the background before with Flexi, I do feel like I've learned a lot from my mistakes in my previous company, for which, by the way, I do want to personally apologize to the community. I do feel that now is the right time to push the envelope further, starting with what is a solid foundation based on some source code that was open sourced by Flexi some time ago, and then extending it with a lot of fresh new ideas that I have to make it even better.
Well, I'm really excited about this. I mean, I brought the news to work and my assistant said she's already beta testing it. So the news is getting around and she loves it. And then across the airwaves, there's a few other people that are beta testing it. So I think the need is there and their willingness to give it a shot is great. So what is new about FlickType?
FlickType, essentially, the way I like to describe it is the fastest keyboard app in the world available for blind and low vision users on iOS. And best of all, you don't even have to learn an entire new way to type. It's just based on the familiar QWERTY layout, coupled with a few really powerful gestures to perform what are the most common kind of secondary tasks beyond just typing a single word. And I do want to add here that when I say fastest, I don't necessarily mean that you have to be typing like your fingers like moving at insane speeds on the screen. Because if you think about it, this is more about the ratio of just how much you can produce and type in what amount of time and effort. So we want to just increase that ratio a lot. In terms of the basics, there's actually very little to learn. The basics are simply you tap where you think the letters are on the keyboard, based again on the traditional layout. You just tap very quickly, very lightly once. And when you're at the end of a word, you just flick right to insert a space. There's no space bar. When you do that, FlickType is gonna automatically infer and try to guess what was the most likely word that you intended, and it's gonna speak it back to you. If you're happy with that and it was correct, all you have to do is just start typing the next word. Now, if on the occasion FlickType did not get it right, what you can do is with a simple flick down, you can actually go through alternative suggestions. And as soon as you hear the one that was the intended word you typed, again, you just move on to typing the next word. Another very useful thing is doing another flick right, like another space to insert punctuation. So the most common punctuation mark, a period, you just insert it like that. And then you can again alternate through some of the most common punctuation marks by just flicking down.
And for new users, the app actually provides built-in instructions for the basics. And then we also go over more detailed instructions for less common tasks, such as less frequent symbols and such. But like anything, we're really trying to improve on the onboarding process. So questions that come in from the beta team and, you know, things that are unclear is helping us, but that's something we're working on as well.
Yes, we do want this to be as easy as possible for everyone to just pick up and be ready basically within a minute to type as fast as we feel like is possible with this system. So we do know that some people might have a little bit of trouble here and there with a few things that may be slightly new. And again, we don't yet have like the ideal interactive onboarding experience that we would like and we should, but this is also coming very soon.
Well, I was, for the first time I tried it, I typed a couple words and I swiped left and it got rid of what I had on there. And I typed, wow, this is really working. And it typed exactly that. And I was like, huh. So right away, my mind was trying to think about the proximity of where I'm typing and the relationship, how your program works. I think it's impressive. It's really impressive for my first time user.
And one thing that we really pride ourselves on is just the ease of use. So, you know, we're used to focusing on where the exact letter is, but with FlickType, you can just type wherever you feel is right, and it just looks at the pattern that you type, and it can guess the word magically that you're trying to type.
Exactly.
But yeah, really, FlickType is, in another way, the easiest also keyboard in the world, I would say, because fastest, I think, is pretty much another word for saying easiest.
Jessica was using it, and I noticed she was using it in portrait mode, not landscape, horizontally. And I thought, how do you get all your fingers on there? Because I was trying all my fingers. And she says, I just use my thumbs and I just guess where the letters are. And it was like, yep. Boom, she was just off typing. And yeah, I was very impressed.
Yeah, and one thing we also feel is that you can actually type really quite quickly with just one hand. So you really just need one finger in there and you can use the other hand for whatever else, you know, kind of multitasking, and you can just type away really fast.
Yeah, it's all about the convenience, not really changing the way you hold your phone or the way you do things.
Oh, my sighted friends and even my kids, you know, when they get their phone, they just got that one finger going boom, 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 and they're writing paragraphs. And now it seems like I will be able to do that.
Yeah, that's what we're going for. And would love to hear more about your experiences as you use it more.
So can I get a little background? What got you into coding on iOS?
So actually, I was one of the very first developers on iOS. It was only a few months after the App Store just was introduced. So that was back in 2008 or so, I believe. What drew me really was the entire platform, starting with the hardware. The iPhone was a device that suddenly brought all these amazing features like multi-touch, speakers, accelerometer, a really high resolution screen, all in just a little device that's always with you in your pocket. So I wanted to utilize as many of those things as possible, and I created a few apps that were quite gimmicky at the time, but it was kind of the app that would amaze a lot of people. Actually, my first app was a magic trick that made it look like there was a condensation built on top of the screen, and you would see like little droplets as if like after a hot shower, the condensation just forms on the mirror, and you could blow on the phone to kind of steam it up more using the microphone. And it was just like a pretty cool thing. And after the success of that, I was just practically hooked into development and constantly thinking, how can I use all these abilities of the phone and this hardware, as well as the really robust platform in terms of software that Apple has built, and create experiences that just haven't been done before.
Mm-hmm. Now that they have all those kits available for everyone to tap into, it's just amazing that everything's under the hood.
Exactly.
And Ashley, how did it all begin for you to be involved in app development?
So how did I get into developing apps? Well, I first got my feet wet in app development just a couple months after college. This was the very early days of mobile app development. So my first job was in the marketing and advertising world. I was working for an e-commerce company when they started developing their first app. So there, I was able to participate in early discussions and learn lots about the changing landscape from web-based applications to mobile-based applications. And this is when my interest was really sparked. And then a couple months into that job, I met Costa, and we actually started working on our first project together just a couple weeks into dating, which was more than 8 years ago. After I would get off work, I would go hang out with Costa and work with him on his app. Though I don't code much myself, I worked a lot with the development team in my first job. So I was able to figure out, you know, how I could help, and really I dug right in. After that project, which was acquired by Google, I went to law school to study patent and startup law. And I did this in order to expand my app development and entrepreneurial skill set. So now here we are, almost a decade after our first project, and we're still teaming up in the app world. Our latest company is actually called KPAW, K-P-A-W, which is Costa, Penelope, our two-year-old daughter, Ashley, and Winter, our dog. And since we think of this as a family effort nowadays, it was really natural for us to choose a project where we'd be helping people and filling in a gap that could improve people's lives.
Ah, a business for the entire family. Good job, Lauren. Does this transfer over to the iPad?
We have designed the system from the ground up to primarily be used on the phone form factor, but you know, it does support the iPad. We have used it on the iPad with great success, and we have heard from a lot of users that they actually feel like sometimes it works even better for them on the iPad. I would say that this depends on the person, because when you do it on the iPad, you probably want to have more fingers on the screen at the same time. Otherwise, you would have to move your hand a lot. But then, you know, it depends if it's an iPad mini versus an iPad Pro that's really large. So it's definitely supported, and we invite people to just try it out and share their experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot more real estate on the iPad, that's for sure.
Yeah.
As a blind user, sometimes reaching up just to go back, it's like you got to move your whole arm to reach way up there.
Yeah, especially with the gigantic iPad Pros.
Yeah, oh yeah. You said this could be hitting out in 2-3 weeks?
Yeah, the goal right now is to basically start with, like I mentioned, the really solid foundation. We're using what was open source before, but it's been a few years since that code was actually used. So iOS releases have changed a few things. A few things have broken. So we want to bring it to a really good, stable state, to bring it back as a tool that people can rely on. And from there on, start building all these new features that we have in mind, with the primary one being able to use this in every app, because it currently in beta, and most likely the way we're going to launch is still going to be a standalone app. But this is just the beginning. This is not anywhere near the ideal experience. And thankfully, today, the APIs are there to allow us to do what we want to do, which would be a full screen keyboard, the actual same experience inside every app.
Oh, yeah. That's the first thing that everyone that's testing it, or people that I've mentioned it to, they're saying, I hope it becomes a choice for which keyboard they want to do.
Definitely will. Just bear with us.
Well, great. That's great news. So how can they find out more about FlickType?
You can just go to flicktype.com and read all about the product, as well as see instructions, how to use it even before you get it, to see what's about, how to join the beta, what our plans are.
And we also have a roadmap there that's interactive that people can submit to and participate in voting, letting us know what's the most important features to see, what languages they would like to see, and that sort of thing. We really want to work with the community together to finalize what the end product will be.
Great. I know people are excited about it, and I'm excited for it, because it's just a great option for people to have, and options are good.
We couldn't agree more.
Well, Costa and Ashley, thank you very much. Is there anything else you would like to share with our listeners?
We are super excited to get sort of this back into the hands of everyone and just build it together into what we all think and feel is going to be the ideal typing experience on the iPhone.
And one thing I'll add is just, you know, a lot of users email us and ask us what is good feedback. Really, at this point, any feedback is good feedback, and any feature requests that they have come to mind, we would love those to be shared with us so that we can move forward with, you know, the big picture and make all the best decisions for the community as a whole.
Well, great. That's great news. Now, I know there'll be people asking questions. Will this cost them anything in the App Store?
What we want to do is, first and foremost, provide for free and make sure it remains free forever the kind of experience that you've come to love from the previous FlexiVO, as it was unfortunately named, application. So that's going to be there for free, and we want everyone to be able to use it. We also want to create all these new features, and we want this project to be a project that can sustain itself. And we want to avoid mistakes of the past. So what we are not going to do this time around is we're not going to seek out other people's money in terms of bringing on investors, but rather we would want this to remain a personal effort. Therefore, we will be looking into charging for some features. We haven't finalized any sort of plans yet because we also want to see how well are those new features going to be working for people. And the only way to know is to launch them at least in beta and get some feedback. So having said that, we definitely are not going to price anything to be prohibitive for people to use it. We want this to be something that everybody can try and keep using it, in the sense that, you know, just like a bus ticket or a very cheap snack, like this is kind of the price point that we would be looking at in terms of what we're going to be charging.
Well, thank you. We've been speaking to Costa and Ashley about FlickType, the new keyboard that's coming in a couple weeks. Be sure to check your app store for it. And if you want to become a beta tester, check them out at flicktype@gmail.com. Let them know. Thank you very much for coming on and sharing all about the new FlickType keyboard.
Thank you so much, Jeff, for having us.
Thank you, Jeff.
It was such a great pleasure to talk to Ashley and Costa and actually meet them and learn more about FlickType, the app that's coming to the App Store soon. And if you want to become a beta tester, check them out on the web at flicktype.com. That's www.flicktype.com. And follow them on Twitter at FlickType. And thank you, Chichao, for your beautiful music. And you can follow Chichao on Twitter at LChichao. So once again, we hope you enjoyed. And until next time, bye-bye.
When we share
what we see through
each other's eyes, we can then begin to bridge the gap
between the limited expectations and the realities
of blind abilities.
For more podcasts with a blindness perspective, check us out on the web at www.blindabilities.com, on Twitter at blindabilities, download our app from the App Store, Blind Abilities, that's two words, or send us an email at info@blindabilities.com. Thanks for listening.